Welcome back to another episode of Correct Opinions, episode 18th on this beautiful July 15th. Today, talk a little bit about I won't answer the door, serial killers. I have another cover to show you guys. I'll tell you some stories as well. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music!
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Ah, it's been a beautiful day. Oh man, my Kansas City Chiefs won a big game. Man, that was fun. I found myself being less and less of a sports guy as time goes on because I'm kind of like, that doesn't matter. But every now and then it's fun. Every now and then it's fun, especially when your team's like getting close to winning. You know, I used to be the teams I liked, man. I'd watch every single game. I'd read about it every morning. Ooh, are we getting this player? Are we getting that player? Ooh, this guy's injured. Who's filling it? I used to memorize things. I mean, and now I'm like these guys are younger than me. You know, I got bigger fish to fry than yell for these other grown men, half of which are full-on felons, just running around. I'm like, you know, you guys just have fun out there, and I'll tune in when we're close to Super Bowl time. But we are, so I'm having fun. And, man, I just had to, I slept in a little bit, had a big celebration day. I record these, you know, earlier in the week. This comes out every Wednesday, so I record it a day or two before. Ordered some Postmates. I got the food, you know, just everything's going well. But 10 minutes later, my doorbell rings again. Ding, ding. I'm like, don't know who that is. Not answering. I don't move. Again, ding dong. I ain't moving. A third ding dong. So my roommate answers. I'm like, dude, I'm not answering that. I don't know who that is. And it was the postman coming back like, did you get the right order? I was like, oh, yes, I did. And left. It just made me think like, man, people used to just answer if someone rang, you just answer it. Psychos. Unless I summon you there from my phone via Postmates or Amazon Prime, or I know you and I say, come over, let's hang out or something. Unless you've been summoned, not answering, not going to answer. It must be tough out here for serial killers going around knocking at people's doors. Can't get a bite. I'd probably be dead by now if I did the old fashioned way. Ding dong, not answering, man. I did it once. I did it one time. Answered the door one time, and it was someone like, hey, how would you like to vote for so-and-so in this upcoming thing? I was like, I don't even know what's happening. I was like, man, I hardly even know who's running for president of the United States, let alone the mayor of whatever. I don't know how this works. I'm embarrassed to say that, but I'm just saying it. I don't know how to keep up. So that's the last time I answered the door. I don't know how to keep up with the politics stuff, man. I've thought about making videos on it. I'm like, I'll stay away from it. I'll talk about it on the podcast. But dude, I tried to make fun of someone recently. I was like, name the vice president, dude. And then I paused and was like, oh, I hope he doesn't spin that back on me. But then I thought about it and I did know. Okay, I know who it is. It's Nancy Pelosi. But I'd say I hardly know who that is. I guess, you know, we killed some bad guy in Iran, and then some people were saying that's good, and then other people were saying it's going to be the end of the world. Some people were saying it's like, I don't know. Which is it? I don't know. I read one place, it's like this, you know, pack your bags, you're going to war. The other one's like, yeah, it's just another, we do this all the time. I'm like, I don't know. So all in all, I'm scared and my tail's between my legs and I'm an idiot and I don't know what to do. But if the military comes knocking on my door to draft me, not answering. So anyways, because that's how it works, sir, you got to come with us now. It's a tough business for serial killers trying to knock on doors. I just watched a serial killer documentary, Don't F with Cats. I think it's a new popular one on Netflix. I recently made fun of some cats on my Instagram story, specifically hairless ones. I said, like, cats are already kind of like, oh, you know. Like, if you, like, taking hat off of a cat is kind of like putting a spoiler on a PT Cruiser. It just makes a bad thing worse. You see what I'm saying? That's what I like. That's kind of like how I phrase it. So, you know, but how did I say it? Hair is to cat as ranch is to broccoli. Broccoli without ranch, it's going to be, you know, cat without hair. Ugh. Vegetable with ranch, cat with hair. We can make it work. But anyways, this documentary comes out. It's on Netflix. I won't do any spoilers, but you got to check it out. But basically, this guy starts by he's posting videos of himself like torturing cats, which of course leads to him like being a serial killer or something. And why do we want to hear about this? I tuned in. I was like, wow, that was really. I just watched several hours about how a guy viciously tortured other creatures. Great use of my time. That was awesome. I'm going to recommend it to others even. Why do we do... Dude, have you seen the Ted Bundy documentary? I just go around saying this at parties. Have you seen the Ted Bundy documentary? Yeah, and the movie. And I read a book about it. Highly recommend. Yeah, I've spent dozens of hours just learning about how this guy was a real life monster murdering people. Yeah, it's awesome. Why do we do this? That's why they're there. Because they're like, well, if they're like hopeless, like, well, this will get me attention. I mean, Ted Bundy is one of the most famous guys ever. I'm going around talking about how awesome it was to learn about him. Ugh. What's wrong with me? I don't know why that is. Wait, I've talked, like, we romanticize killing, but like other offenses, like, I remember Game of Thrones had some scene where they depicted some kind of like a rape thing, which was horrific, and people were like, no, which I'm like, no, but then killing, we're like, uh-huh, more of that. Oh, he just ripped his head off his shoulders, and you can see his spine. Cool. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. It seems very sick when you think about it, but am I going to click on the next crime documentary that comes my way? Yeah. I don't know, but I'm not answering my door. It's just the weird things we do. Yeah, more Ted Bundy, less talking to strangers on my doorstep. 2020, here we go. I thought I'd do a little more story time with Trey. I've been seeing Antonio Brown has gone full blown crazy on us, right? He released a music video. Antonio Brown, if you don't know. Famous NFL wide receiver, former player. He's just a real hoot lately. And he put out a music video. Lord knows why. He's just bored. He's tweeting a lot. He's tweeting Logan Paul. And now he went live the other day cussing out police people. I don't really know, man. You gotta listen to the song. So reminds me, I've met Antonio Brown once. Oh, he kicks some person out of his house, screaming and cussing. But this is his song. So, yeah.
Oh, lot of money. I got a whole lot of free time.
It's the remix I'm going to make for him. But I met him once. Couldn't have been nicer to me. I met him once 2.5 years ago. Story time. Gather around the radio, kids. And I was working with Visa. We were making a video. They're like, Trey, you're gonna make a video with Antonio Brown. So they go up to him like, hey, Antonio, Trey, here's our influencer. He's gonna make a little video. He'll kind of coach you up what to do. And he was like, okay, man, cool. And we shot this little video. I don't know. That probably exists somewhere. But he was really nice. I remember them saying, like, this is Trey. He's an influencer. He's on Instagram. He's got a large following. He's so funny. Nah. You know, this was me. I said all this. I'm kidding. And he's like, let me see, man. He looked me up. I had about 500,000 followers at the time. He's like, okay. He had maybe 1.5 million, you know. So he's like, respect. I'll follow you, man. I was like, that's kind of cool. you didn't need to do that. But this is the start of my really kind of building my social media career, if you will. So I'm like, man, I'm kind of okay, AB, where we hit? What's the wave after this? You know, and we made the little video. I remember we had the kind of shtick was you wore a ring that acted like a credit card, so you could Apple Pay it style, just boop with the ring on your finger. But the deal was that the ring, the sensor was at the top of the ring, not like on the. So intuitively, you just kind of want set your hand down, but put the ring down on it. But they're saying, no, you got to put your knuckles on it so it reads the top of the ring. That doesn't make any sense unless you're visualizing it. But anyways, we had to do 11 takes because Antonio kept doing it wrong. We're like, no, Antonio. But we made a good video. He followed me. I'm feeling hot. And then I checked back the next day because I had to. It's let's just double check. Unfollow. I don't know how quick that was. I checked it not even 24 hours later. Unfollow. So we did not stay in touch. No, well, that goes without saying probably. But actually, that was hilarious. You don't have to follow me in the first place, man. But, you know, I'm up to 2 million now, AB. If you want to come hit a follow. Because you got a whole lot of freedom. Good guy, though. He really was really nice. So, for whatever that's worth. He was. I also want to show y'all, I got another cover. Yeah, I love looking at these covers. Someone sent this in. My gosh. It's someone, they did it. They're doing a remake parody to Justin Bieber's Baby, 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 oh, that should always be mine, mine. We all know the song. We know and love it. And this couple made their own remake to announce their baby's on the way. And these people, I mean, they can sing. No, they can't. So this is going to be fun. Let's just look. We're just going to go right into it. Oh, shoot. Whoa. Sounds like a sad ambulance. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. They need a little bit of that Chief singer guy. Remember when I talked about him? Oh, oh, oh. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sounds like my dog when the thunderstorm happened. Oh, a little bit of been everywhere. We've been to New York and we've been to Dallas. It's like, I don't know. Dallas just doesn't seem that sexy. I've been everywhere, baby. From Houston to from Houston all the way to Carson City, Nevada.
Playing.
What is it?
Baby mama sounds kind of sexy saying it. I've got another coming into our lives. Yeah, we got a surprise on the inside.
We have a surprise on the inside. We're all surprised. Oh, she's not able to drink wine.
Like, baby.
Oh, make it stop.
I just can't believe it comes another.
I'll do whatever. We believe you, man.
Can't wait to see it true.
Can't imagine this was your idea.
I hear that monitor ringing. I see diapers flinging. Been a little sick. Baby, fix me. And just shake me till you wake me, cause I'm always asleep. The scale is up, 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 up. Treating all our glasses for sip because we're having a
Woo! There we go. Move it. Gosh, it's still going. Oh, we have a bridge breakdown. This is a power couple I've ever seen one.
Okay.
Worth every missip of wine, wine. And when I watch this, I want to drink more wine.
Worth every missip of wine, wine. When we were 24, we had our first date. Fast forward 4 years, then I said, I'm late. We felt a little crazy. Oh, we felt all the feels. And then we had this vision of little happy meals.
In about 6 months, we're gonna see its face. It's gonna be the most loved babe in all the human race. Can't wait for stroller club and little baby dates.
We're gonna volunteer and run the PTA.
Most loved baby in all the human race. It's gonna get a lot of attention. Baby, at least you guys are asking for it. Oh my gosh, when does it end? Well. Oh no, don't start it again. Oh, slow-mo at the end. Well, there you have it. In a, just... Woo! They're having a baby. Baby announcement. Wow. Baby probably won't have the music talent, but he does have loving parents. That's more than all kids can say. So give it up to these folks. I wish them nothing but the best and for their cameras to stop working. But, you know. Okay, we have a few sponsors.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Y'all know this is a poop-friendly podcast. I don't know why I keep going back to this, but I found a story. Okay? Headline. Retiring English teacher fined for repeated park pooping. Repeated park pooping. You never want to be a repeated park pooper, I don't think. Have I pooped in a park? Yes. When I was a little kid, maybe once. Duty called, and I was a man of the nature. But this young man... Not young man, this old man in Wisconsin, of course. You know, we got to get this guy a break. He's up in Wisconsin. I mean, not a whole break, but part of a break. He's up in Wisconsin. A lot of cheese, man. We maybe just a lot of cheese. You get what I'm saying? Maybe it just kind of would hit him and let's just see what happened. A Wisconsin man was cited for regularly defecating in a public park over a period of 2 years. Admitted that his excuse for doing so was pretty crappy. I see what you did there. As a result, the 60-year-old suspect was cited for disorderly conduct and agreed to pay a $365 fine. $1 for every poop of the year, baby. 365 poops in a year, $365. Dollar a poop? That's a pretty good deal, actually. If you have nowhere else to go, you're like, ugh. You can do it right here in this park, but it's a dollar. Sounds better than doing your pants. No one likes a... What's worse, a poopy pants or a park pooper? I don't know. Oh, he also had to pay $5,000 to the county for the stains he left behind, which was just seems like a lot more detail. At the park or in his draws? he was a high school English teacher. Yikes. But we've always, I mean, I feel like, I bet his students, they're like, hey, Mr. Ferguson so apparently he's been pooping in the park for years. People are like, yeah, we figured it. Honestly, we figured he'd be doing something worse. Those type of teachers. He was pulled over. The officer asked, do you know why you're being stopped, sir? Which they ask you a lot. I got pulled over recently for the first time in years. I really didn't handle it well until the guy was like, man, I follow you on Instagram. So that was kind of helpful. But he was like, do you know why I'm pulling you over? I was like, you just start making stuff up in your head. Like, dude, did I kill somebody? Am I Ted Bundy? Freaks you. I don't know why. This police was very nice. I'm like, oh, you were going 11 miles over the speed limit, sir. Slow down. But it's like, oh my God, what about, is there like drugs in my backseat? I've never had drugs in my life. I don't know how to get them, but do I have them? Anyways, they pulled over a poopy park pooper and they asked, he didn't know why he was getting pulled over. And they said, sir, would you like us to see the pictures of why? I guess they got some pics of this poopy perpetrator. And he hung his head and said, going to the bathroom. Imagine pulling over this 60-year-old man, sir. Do you know why he pulled you over? Officer, I'm really not sure why. Sir, do I have to show you the photos? It's because I'm a poopy park goer. I'm the park pooper. Sir, do you want to know why we pulled you over? I'm the park pooper. He went on. He made a statement. The pooper. He said, I'm so disappointed in myself. I have the great opportunity to teach political rhetoric. He teaches political rhetoric. And then poops everywhere. I'm so disappointed in myself. I had the great opportunity to teach political rhetoric in this class. I stress the importance of involved citizenship. How involved, mister? And then there I am being a lousy citizen of Wisconsin. My hypocrisy sickens me. He continued. I taught the importance of involved citizenship. We're going to get real involved up in here. I'm spreading my bowels up in this piece. He continues. As well. After really thinking about why I did what I did, I came to the conclusion that I allowed my thrill-seeking, self-indulgent pride and ego to get the best of me. Thrill-seeking. Ooh! Mr. Ferguson's clocked out, baby. Let's do something crazy. Whew, that lunch was pretty heavy. No parks are off limits. He goes on, for that, I am truly ashamed. If the 1,000 students who, for some reason, respect me and my efforts here, were to discover this flaw, it wouldn't be good. And he goes on to say that he quickly retired. Oh, man. What a poopy boy. We need to stop talking about poop on this podcast, but what a great story. I mean, I don't understand people, man. Can you imagine? Just walking in the park. Mommy, I want an ice cream. Thanks for my chocolate ice cream. Ooh, what's that? Dog poop. They're like, that was a huge dog. There's no way. Don't worry, sweetie. That's just Mr. Ferguson. He's harmless. He just smells. The other day I had some of my laptops and stuff having issues. I had to get it fixed, right? So I had to send it in. And they call me like, hey, what's the password just like to access the laptop? We need it. And it's a password I made like years ago, and I was just like, oh, I gotta. You ever been in that spot? Or like saying your old AIM address you still use for your Facebook. What's your old AIM address? It's I'm a little teacup getting buckets at AIM.com. You know, what, sir, what's your email on your account? It's, what, no, never mind. I don't even, sir, what's your email address? It's tall, dark, and handsome basketball emoji. You know, it's just humiliating. So I told my password from like years ago. It was like, what's your password, sir? It was like, it's booger 123. Oh, all right, we'll get that fixed. You know, just like, oh my god, that shouldn't be allowed anymore with these kids. I was thinking about that with these kids younger and younger now can like post videos to be on the internet forever. Humiliating, dude. Humiliating. Gosh, I hope that never happens. I made some really goofy, like cringy videos when I was like 12, but those are gone forever. No one knows. It's kids these days. Sir, what's your email address? Big boy baller butthead 664 at AIM.com. Dude, AIM was it though. I don't know. Y'all, I'm 27. So AIM was popping for me at that age when I was like 10 or something. You get on after school. You know what I'm talking about? Instant messenger. You just get on. After school, online, you sit there for hours and just pull up like different, 10 different tabs. Just be like, what's up? Not much, you? Chilling. Cool. Got any plans later? No. Cool. Like, I don't know how that was fun, but it was just all day, man. I never forget. My first girlfriend, I was in seventh grade. My first girlfriend, she put in her bio, I love Trey. And I was like, whoa, dude. This is moving quick, but I'm about it. 3 weeks later, over. She dumped me via Messenger. So that was sobering. That was humbling. But AM was wild, man. Dude, the pressures of middle school. Oh, I was. They talk about how this like this young generation is like the most anxious generation. I can't imagine, man. I was such a nervous, scared little boy. Middle school, they're like, oh, I couldn't talk to anyone but like my couple buddies. Adults, no. Girls, no. But one day they're like, hey, so-and-so, she likes you. This is seventh grade. I want nothing to do with her. I want nothing to do with any girl. I'm terrified. Like, so-and-so likes you. You should ask her out. I'm 12. You should ask her out. What? Okay. Do I just say that? So eventually, from nothing but peer pressure, nothing but peer pressure. I go up to her. I remember it, man. Oh, it's a vivid memory. I walk up to the locker. Hi. Hey. Will you go out with me? Okay. All right. Walk away. And then I had a girlfriend. I really didn't know. It was only confirmed later on AIM when it said, I love Trey on her thing. And I was in. Next day at lunch, she's saving my seat at lunch. I get a hug. I get a side hug from a girl that I'm not related to for the first time in my life. And I nearly imploded, dude. I was like, oh my gosh. I do like girls. And then 3 weeks later, done. So, but man, if I had social media at that time, AIM was already kind of a little bit there. You'd be like, man, I remember my thing a little bit was I got a cell phone when I was like 13. I had like 14 contacts. I'm like, I got to get my contacts up, man. This is a bad look. Or AIM, like how many friends you have. Oh, wow. She has way more AIM friends. And now social media, it's so in your face. That many followers or likes. I can't imagine. Someone made a point of how like AIM was kind of it. It was it where like, I think there's something to be said for like you go to school and you go home and you're done. You're like, you know, kind of like coming home from work if a little bit. Come home from work, you should be done with work. A lot of people are stressed because you can't stop work because you have a phone. People texting you, emailing you. But you should. You come home from work, you're done for work. Come home from school, you're done with school. but now social media never stops. Oh, I'm getting bullied. I come home from school. I'm still getting bullied on social media. Oh, I'm a loser. I'm still a loser on Instagram. Oh, man, it wouldn't have been good. And what I wouldn't have done, man, my Instagrams, I wish, but I don't wish. A few years ago, I was very wise and deleted like all my social media and started from scratch so I could get rid of those like 13 to 19 years. Very smart. Very clutch of me. Because, whoa. Wouldn't have been pretty, dude. Holy crap. But yeah, it says this is the most anxious generation. And I was like, social media. Well, I think that's partly it, but it's mainly just... This has always happened for every kid, right? You're like, I want to be liked. I'm not sure if I am. Everything revolves around like being maybe popular, whatever. And now there's like a literal quantifiable, like, oh, do the math. He is 4 times as popular as me. Got it. That's real. You know what's freaking these kids out? They don't sleep. They stay up playing video games. I think I talked about sleep on this podcast. If just like, dude, I heard this crazy stat on daylight savings. When we gain an hour, the population's heart attacks decrease by 20%. And when we lose an hour, overall, the population's heart attacks increase by like 20%. It's that intense. These kids aren't sleeping. They're eating nothing but fried chicken and they're just giving themselves diabetes and hitting the woe. They're hitting the fast food drive-thru and hitting the woe on TikTok, man. It's not a healthy recipe, in my opinion. It's scary, dude. And it is. Yeah, my email is TikTokTK224. I just want to make mine randomly. Instead of having like a professional email, that's what I should do. TikTokTK@gmail. Business inquiries only. Thanks. TikTokTK, man. I recently got denied to be a TikTok ambassador. It was very heartbreaking. Yeah. I'm into TikTok. I have over 1 million followers on TikTok. 10-year-olds know who I am now, which seems illegal almost, but... Again, you're getting pulled over, son. Sir, do you know why I pulled you over? Sir, I didn't know when I started TikTok that many 10-year-olds would then want to take selfies with me. It freaks me out a little bit, but it's also really sweet because they're like, they're cute little kids, man. But I'm on TikTok. I got reached out like, hey, we're doing an ambassador program. I'm like, dude, if I could add TikTok ambassador to the resume, it's a done Donna. It's a done deal. I unfortunately did not make the cut. Probably, that's reasonable because I've hardly ever opened the app, but it is fun. But that's been a tough one for me lately. Not a TikTok ambassador, but I'm still TikTok TK, man. I'm still embracing that. You see me, that's what you call me. You got it? TikTok TK. That's between us here on the podcast. But I don't know. I get anxious myself, man. Get on the phone too much. Now they have that evil thing. It's like, you spent 7 hours of a day on this thing this week. That was even down from your average. You're like, I don't want to know. Okay. I struggle to sit there and relax when I'm high strung. And now I feel like I got a lot going on. But like I said, we're planning a wedding. Got in a pretty good fight the other day with my fiance over towels. So that's great. No, it is great, but it's just funny. We're looking, all right, we'll need nice new towels. Okay, click, click, click. How are these? Come on. Are there towels? Can we just put them? Hey, you need to watch how you talk to me. They're towels. And then it begins. You know, it's I'm the worst. But, all right, they're towels. You're putting more thought into buying towels than I put into just about any decision I've ever made. Oh, yeah, I need a car. That one is fine. This is just too much effort. That's my problem. Yeah, I needed a podcast setup. Amazoned The first things I found clicked. That should work. This is how I do things, man. Decide and move on. But no, man. We gotta look at all the towels. Then we gotta look at all the placemats. Then we gotta look at all the silverware. And I'm gonna go crazy. I'm gonna end up pooping in the park. If we don't hurry up and choose a towel, I'm gonna go AWOL and be a park pooper, dude. I'm gonna lose my mind. Pick the towels. Towel. Towel is a towel. Towel. You don't want to say your word so much, it doesn't make any sense anymore. Towel. It's a lot, man. So I have a lot going on, but it's all good. Life's good. We're having a good time. It's been nice to not travel as much. I've got upcoming stuff that went out to y'all. I'm excited about. Hope y'all dig it. But things good right now. Like I said, I'm trying to make a house happen, and I have no idea how to do that. No idea to really do anything I'm doing. But we're out here surviving, having a good time without the internet. Well, I don't think I'd be even alive still. Like can you, like, Google Maps or something? Like, I can't. Years ago, I would have gotten lost and just never been able to return. I'd just, like, gone out to do something and been like, I don't know how to get back. I don't. Without this phone thing, who knows where I'd be? I wouldn't know where I was, but I would not be here. You know what I'm saying? Like some of you are listening to this in the car right now while you're, the maps is telling you where to go. If it wasn't, you'd have no idea. You have no idea where you're going. North, south, east, west. That might as well be another language. No clue. No idea. Just being an adult. Adulting's hard. It's weird. I know more about The Bachelor than I do the area I live in. You know what I mean? I don't need to know the street names. I know more of the names of the girls in The Bachelor than the streets around me. That's my life. Does that? that's off like Kessler Street. Well, I've never heard of that, but I think Hannah Ann's a pretty strong front runner this season. No, that's that place. It's off 23rd between Noel and James Drive. Like, no clue. But Avonlea and Natasha, kind of my dark horses this year. You know, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I'm at a place where I probably will watch The Bachelor before football. The national championship. I'm recording this like a few hours from the national championship. It's like Monday afternoon. First of all, I'd like to announce I called Hannah Ann would be a front runner this season. I said she's my guess to win. I'm looking pretty good. Spoiler. This is only spoiler from the first season. From the first episode, spoiler, she got the first impression rose. So I'm clearly kind of know what I'm doing in the Bachelor world. National championship's on. I'm like, do I want to watch 22 premier athletes battle it out or 22 crazy white girls battle it out? That's a pretty obvious answer. Yep, gonna go with the latter. I mean, the Clemson quarterback already looks like one of the Bachelor contestants. He has beautiful blonde locks. Maybe I could just watch him get the best of both worlds a little bit. I want to end with a little story. I think a lot of you listening right now, or you might know this, for whatever reason, I feel like I've captured the hearts of the white mom. A lot of my fans are moms, which is great. Which is great. I was out at a bar watching the game Sunday. Lady comes up, my daughter and I love you. Can we get a selfie? She was like 40-something. Sure. Love it. Never forget a time when I was like, you know, people come up and say what's up a lot, which I love. Come do it. I love people have come up and complimented the podcast. It's great. I was out once. This girl came up and she was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. I might have told the story. I'll tell it again. I was like, yeah, what's up? She's like, can I get a selfie? I'm like, I mean, she goes, it's for my mom. She's obsessed. Like, okay. Well, thank you. God's funny like that. I'll be like, man, I'm the man. And then he's like, well, sit down. That's great. I was recently meet all sorts of moms. And they're like, could you make a video telling my daughter she'd freak out? or I meet someone who's like, can you make a video saying hi to my mom? She's, I like her stuff, but she's like, really likes it. I'm like, okay, I get it. You kind of do. You don't, but she just makes you look at it. I get a lot of like, me and my husband love it. And it's like, does he? Or are you just forcing him to? But shout out to your moms out there. Keeping the bills paid for old TikTok TK. Thanks so much. That's just great. I love it. But I really do appreciate y'all. 2020 is off to a nice start. We got some big news coming soon. I'm excited to announce. So stay tuned. And you know, give the podcast 5 stars. Go to shop.trachynear.com. Get you some merch. And yeah, much love, y'all. Appreciate y'all. I'll talk to you soon. See you next week. Peace.
Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.